making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So Chris Rock hosted the season premiere of Saturday Night Live this past Saturday night, and I mean, I kind of enjoyed his monologue. I thought it was kind of funny. He made some pretty good jokes. He kind of started out with mentioning the diagnosis of President Trump and said that his heart goes out to COVID.
Oh, my God.
And then he got around to talking about, like, all the testing and everything that he had to do in order to come on Saturday Night Live. And this is what he mentioned right here.
All week I've had things going up my nose. Every day I come in here, I haven't had so much stuff up my nose since I shared a dressing room with Chris Farley.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta relate it to it because, you know, you and I have had to be tested in, like, those swabs that they put up your nose.
Oh, it's the worst.
It really is.
I've been tested 7 times. It's ridiculous.
Man. He also had this other joke where he said that the requirements to be president of the United States need to change. There are more rules to getting on a game show than there is to becoming president. He's talking about being 35 and a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And he goes, President Trump was on a game show, and then he went to go be president because it's easier. I liked this monologue. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny. I didn't, like, really get the whole Alec Baldwin, Jim Carrey mock debate thing. I didn't think it was all that funny, but...
Oh.
What do you got?
So, speaking of SNL, Morgan Wallen is going to book to be the musical guest for an upcoming episode.
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see the truth.
He is actually making his debut on the second episode of the show's 46th season this coming Saturday, October 10th. Musical guests generally perform twice during the 90-minute Live from New York City show, which begins at 11:30 p.m. Comedian Bill Burr will be the host of that episode, during which Wallen is performing. He's best known for his role in the AMC drama Breaking Bad.
Well, his stand-up is kind of funny. It's a little vulgar, but it's
I can imagine. And then this is weird. So talk about a commitment to Halloween decor. The Department of Missouri's Conservation recently shared a photo of a huge spider web.
This thing is disgusting.
It was taken on a trail near Springfield, Missouri, and showed a large web between two trees. Its perspective and perhaps its angle may be cause for it looking so large. But it was made by an orb weaver, a large spider that helps control pest issues. Ugh. After sharing this on its Facebook page, the department saw comments from followers saying, the kind that literally catch people if they walk through them at night.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
No, I mean, you should see the size of this thing. It is, like, it looks like it could trap a human being.
Oh, my God.
Like, it is huge. Did you see the picture?
I did not.
Did I not put it into our prep sheet?
No.
All right. I'll pull this up.
Yeah.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.